It's been a topic of debate since the tragic school shooting in Florida nearly 2 weeks ago. How can we better protect our children in school? Well, joining us live now is Frank DeAngelis, retired principal of Columbine High School. He's now a safety and emergency management consultant and a national speaker with Safe and Sound Schools. Mr. DeAngelis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You've gone through this. You've been through a tragedy in Columbine. You see what's happening in Florida now. What do you think needs to be done to better protect the kids in school going forward?
Well, I think right now there's a big push, you know, the debate on gun control, you know, legislation trying to get tougher gun laws and people who support the Second Amendment. And I worry a little bit when people say that if we have tougher gun laws and the school violence is going to end. And that's just one piece of it. I think there are loopholes that need to be tightened. I have a hard time understanding why people would need automatic or semi-automatic weapons. With that being said, there's more pieces to the puzzle. And this is a question I get asked most frequently, that we have to, in addition to looking at tightening some of the loopholes that are available now or within our legislation, what we need to do is look at mental health. We need to look at some of the systems for reporting situations. For example, what has happened in Florida, there were some warning signs, and we need to continue that we improve these warning signs and follow up on some of the information that is being shared. Because I truly believe for our students, I know when I was at Columbine, I continue even now to tell these kids that they need to be the eyes and the ears. And if they are witnessing something in social media, that they need to have the empowerment of who to call, what to do, to just make sure that they're protecting not only their classmates, but the staff members and things of that nature. And I think as far as in school, different things, counseling programs are so important. We need to try to create schools that are more inclusive. Now, I know in Florida, at Stoneman Douglas High School, it's difficult with 3,200 kids, but, you know, having that one adult or adults that students could reach out to, I think, are so important.
There was another threat, a school violence threat in Florida today. In fact, near Parkland, we've had five threats of school violence here in Utah since the shooting. What advice can you give all of us here in Utah about what we should be telling our kids right now?
Well, I think, do not ever feel that it's just a joke or it may not happen. And I think being able to report, and I think what happens a lot of times, and it scares me a little bit because we experienced this after the Columbine tragedy. I think a lot of people felt that Columbine was the first school shooting, but school shootings go back to the 1700s. But I really believe that Columbine was the first school shooting in which it played out in the media. And I've said this time and time again that I think the media brought the Columbine shooting, the Columbine tragedy, into the living rooms. And I think we saw that time and time again. And it's interesting because on January 23rd at Marshall County High School in Benton, Kentucky, there was a school shooting, but we did not see the media attention. And I would predict that there were not as many threats being made as we see now. And I think part of that is there are kids seeing the media coverage and they see the attention that is being given. And that's one of the things that I think is so important in covering these stories. We have a tendency to constantly name the shooter and giving the attention that so many of these were seeking out, whether it be the killer at Sandy Hook, the killer at Virginia Tech, or the two at Columbine. And there are people saying, look, these kids are saying, look at the attention that we can get by making this. And I think that's why so many of these threats are coming in. But I think as parents, it's important that we sit down with our kids and talk to them. If they do see this, who do we report it to, and to make sure that that information is getting to the proper source.